bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people, if you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth App.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
Calling all black-owned business owners and entrepreneurs. Are you looking to share your story and grow your reach? We have teamed up with Associated Bank for our black-owned business give back. Each quarter, four lucky business owners will win an opportunity to spotlight their brand and journey on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. To sign up for your business spotlight interviews, visit blackbusinessgiveback.com. Stop it, Homer. But that is blackbusinessgiveback.com. Let's rebuild our community backbone through exposure on the truth. For official rules, head to blackbusinessgiveback.com. Associated Bank member, FDIC. You out of order.
Like, which way? I'm like, so you. Welcome, Black Troop, in the afternoon on 101.7 The Truth.
Give my beat.
I need my intro music.
We're Dr. Ken Harris. I am Cousin Sub of the Day. I am the Sub of the Day, brought to you by and sponsored by Cousin Subs. We're live from the American Family Insurance.
You set
studio.
Me up. Wait, Mary and Barry. Set me up.
At the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee. I'm joined with my co-pilot, the legendary
Doc V.
Okay, yeah. He didn't catch his cue. His cue point was shoo.
I was all B.
First, he was trying to come on too early. He was trying to premature things, and I'm like, nope, it ain't time yet. And then when it was time, he was like, okay, turn the mic on. Turn the mic on.
I'm like, where am I beat at?
So that's why I had a moment inside the American Family Insurance Studio. If you were on our YouTube page,
I blame the cancers.
You caught it all.
I blame the cancers.
You caught it all. We're gonna go to the
Glenn.
We're gonna go to the
Don't involve me.
Right, that part. 833-212-1017. One of our favorites, of course, from Truth Nation. Al, great afternoon. I love you. I appreciate you. What's your thoughts, comments, and opinions?
Well, I'm going to bring a double edge. So, first thing I want to say, as long as a woman has a chocolate cupcake, she will never lose her femininity. Number two, while you're teaching your kids about Jesus Christ, God, Caesar, Bujaya, and everything on Sunday in the Bible, teach your son and daughter how to deal with rejection and to keep on living. I want to give praise to single mothers, single fathers, and those who have both parents in the household. But the truth be told, on both sides, some of y'all have dropped the ball and did not make the call. Prime example, you have a mother and father in the house, and y'all got the kid boys taking y'all to Fast and Friendly and Woodman's to get your groceries. On the other side,
damn,
you have a father raising his son, but he's putting crack in dope and still making other kids and abandoning them. On the other side, you got the mother doing everything right. And no matter what, she's going to be condemned. So at the end of the day, how are we going to move? Rather than us pointing the finger at each other, how about we figure out how to use some, create options and create choices? Because when you create options and you create choices, now you can weigh the pros and cons to make the decision. Because whether you are atheist, whether you are a single woman or a couple, we all put our pants legs on one at a time. So how can we move forward? Because you got bad on both sides. Prime example. You see, you got a mother outside right now going upside her kid's head with a broom and probably put a sledgehammer on him. But guess what? He respect her 10 toes down and respected her to death and took care of her. You got some kids who was raised in the church under God, and they don't even show up to take care of their daddy. But they sure know how to get there every Sunday. Yes, Jesus! So let's be honest.
I love
and
you,
how
Al.
About we put structure and pride.
Open
in
your books to Ephesians.
Young boys and young girls, so we can be at the top of the food chain, because they're not afraid of our skin. They're afraid of our mind, and that's more dangerous than the gun. And some of y'all are buying y'all kids some guns, too, on both sides, single parents and parents with the mother and father in the household. So quit, because I hear a lot of Felicias and Beverlys. Y'all have a good weekend.
Al, I love you, and you have a great weekend. I appreciate you. All right,
bye-bye.
All right. The legendary Midwest mixer, Dr. P.
He's right. And I was going to say something when the lady said we need Jesus in prayer. Like, there's Muslims, there's atheists, there's Catholics, there's Christians, there's non-denominational. So
Buddhists.
Thank you, sir. For sure. Reality, man. For real. Mm-hmm. It's hard to argue Al's points.
Yahweh, you know, all that.
Yeah, all that. That's
whatever name.
Like I said, balance, baby. Mm-hmm. And by the way, this is not the subject, but mess with me here. Is it true that Israel made the deal with Gaza and then still bombed Gaza? Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And they're our ally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so
that's like backing up that brother, their cousin.
Okay.
Right. Well, yeah, I'm gonna leave that there.
Thank you.
That's just heart, man.
Thank you.
I got Muslim friends and guys at the Palestinian.
Thank you.
Okay, that's been a rough one for me. That's been a hard pill to swallow. Please continue. Please.
Yeah. Well,
get us back on track.
Definition. Talking about definition. Looked like Brother Z going to work. I mean, he was at work, but he looked like he getting ready to go to work again. You going to work again? Okay, all right.
Hey,
all right, man.
Hey.
How long is that drive?
Terry Porter. My sister went.
Damn!
That's what's up, Terry Porter. Shout out, Terry Porter.
I was just in Austin, Texas a week ago, and that was an 18-hour drive. So I think 2.5 hours won't be too much.
Damn!
He ready. DJ Lai, get your stripes, boss. Get your stripes.
Man, sometimes I'm unpredictable.
That is.
Yeah, you know. And you know, they cut in the South by Southwest music weekend portion.
They are?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they say it's official. That part is leaving. All these official and unofficial stages
so it'll
and showcases.
It'll just be film.
Whatever
well, we
they want it to be.
It won't be.
Whatever they want it to be. They just saying that they officially cutting the music part of it.
Wow.
So what they going to do now?
Well, shout out Wave Chappelle and shout out Brother Z for going down there and doing their thing and repping the mill.
Yeah.
And the Coopers. What up?
Well, what are the artists going to do now? And, you know, one of the things that I, speaking
not
of that before we go black, man, is the fact that why people who, that's what they relied on, period. Like, you know what I'm saying? That was their only
well,
Summerfest
thing. Summerfest a little bit.
But what I'm saying is, as far as trying to get that notoriety
and all of that kind of stuff,
it's like, so
globally.
You got to go out more than just when South by Southwest comes out.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying?
For sure.
You should be using a minivan
that be a
or a sprinter.
That should be a springboard.
Yeah, you should go touch the people. See, people have just gotten so used to calling themselves streaming that they don't feel like they got to go out and actually
what's your
touch
number, baby?
The people.
What's your IG, Doc? Dang, for real?
Listen.
I can't just call you direct, baby. We can't talk.
Let's see. Glenn, is about that time, right?
One call, that's all.
Troop Nation, now's your chance to be our one call. That's all Gruber 5K giveaway entry for the day. Yes, you can be entered to win $5,000 courtesy of Gruber Law Offices. Be caller number 10 right now at 833-212-1017, and you will be entered in to win the $5,000 giveaway with the award-winning 101.7 The Truth and Gruber Law Offices. Again, that is caller number 10 at 833-212-1017. Remember, if you or a loved one has been injured in an accident, contact Gruber Law Offices today. Visit them at gruber-law.com. For official contest rules, visit 1017thetruth.com.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Up out of there.
Ain't nothing but against the party.
Light that up, Slim. Why you acting like that?
You done put two of America's most wanted in the same place at the same time.
It sound like a Chopped and Screwed version.
Break
sounds
the
slow.
Come okay. On, play one on us.
Right. Picture perfect. I paint the perfect picture. Bomber who just. Oh, you ain't gonna do it, man. Let me do it. I thought you was getting ready to do it or something. You're gonna fake it. You're gonna fake the funk. No. You gotta make it our own.
No, I'm doing the black thing. Oh, yeah.
You gotta make it our own, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
Nah, you didn't. Man. Come on, man. Listen. Picture perfect. Paint a perfect picture. Midwest mix of Doc B and Homer Blow. In the studio, The Truth 101.7 FM in Milwaukee. We're doing this stuff because it's in our hearts. We're doing this stuff because it'll never part. We're doing this together because we're both legends. Two of America's most wanted in a good way. If you didn't know today, I just told you so. So now I got to continue my flow because we own the radio. We got good comrades that's repping us. The Truth 101.7. Shout out to the Truth Nation. Shout out to the Truth Nation. Shout out to the Truth Nation. 833-212-1017. Make sure you stream us on YouTube and 1017 on X. And when you get to the page, make sure you hit like and subscribe. We're going to keep it all the way live because we're two of the Truth Most Wanted. All right.
All right, you came back around, finally.
Okay, yeah.
Come on, welcome back.
I'm just saying.
Welcome back.
I'm just saying.
Welcome back.
I have that thing. Hey, listen, man. I'm Cousin Sub of the day, man.
Oh,
I am the sub. For Dr. Ken Harris filling
then
in for
I?
Dr.
What
Ken
am I?
Harris.
If you're the sub of the day, what am I?
You're half. You get what I'm saying? Like, you know, you can get a whole sub.
Right.
And then you can get half. Oh, wait, no. Actually, you are the party sub. You know, like when you at an event and it's like you wish you had the whole half, but you right. got that one
that piece.
It was still good.
It's cool.
That's cousins. It's good.
But you want more.
But you wanted.
You wanted more.
Yeah. So, okay. that's you. Damn!
So you did get to eat.
Damn!
And be happy and be grateful for that.
Sponsored by Cousin Sub.
Damn!
You can get nothing. You can have nothing.
I used to have nothing.
Now I got a whole lot of everything.
Okay. All right.
Truth.
We're black.
1017, baby.
We're black. We're black.
Oh.
Lines are open. 833-212-1017. Glenn, who are we thanking right now? We got a qualifier, right?
Somebody win.
We got a qualifier. We got our 10th caller.
Somebody qualify.
We got to make sure.
Mark Jake.
All right. Mark Jake, congratulations. Congratulations. You are on the road. You're on the road. So you ain't got it yet. But you are on the road.
You qualify.
You qualify.
Yeah, we gotta make sure. Yeah, we gotta make sure.
Yeah, because I mean, I'm talking about somebody being a pass out. Wait, is this me?
I got five racks.
It's me.
I got five racks.
I got it. You, me? For real.
He outside the glass right now?
For real? It's
bro,
me?
Bro. No.
Like, man, listen, man.
Thanks for coming down. No. Give me
I'm on
money.
76 and go. I'm on my way. Be like, listen, sir. Listen, sir. You're qualified, bro. Yeah, I know I'm qualified. Because I'm like, listen, sir.
I got
sir.
My ID?
Yeah, listen, sir.
Where my ID at? Where my ID at?
Girl, I told you.
All right.
Oh, man, I got to go get my ID, too. Do they still do them free at the DMV? Can you still get
I think
one?
They close.
For elections, you know. So, you know, some days they got it where they stay open a little bit later.
Right.
So you might be you might be good to go.
Depending on which location.
Yeah, go on and run into the DMV and go and get your ID.
You need it anyway.
I used to have nothing. Now I got a whole lot of everything.
Jeezy, by the way. For those of you non-hip hop connoisseurs. used to be Young Jeezy, not just Jeezy.
Tanya said, yo, I'm going to say something if I'm there. Right, you know?
Wait a minute. Is she talking about the fighting? Thank you for keeping us on point. Thank you. I'm going to say something.
Yeah, listen, I'm just saying. Is this considered, have you seen the latest thing where, and they done it during the presidential election. Elon did, giving like people $100 to for the Supreme Court race. You know, if you sign this,
yeah, I kind of
isn't that still kind of like illegal? Like
it feels funny. It seems funny. Yeah, I saw $250.
Listen, man,
to make calls.
And the sad thing. You know, because we talking about community anyway.
I kind of could use $250, though.
Well, he's saying $100. I'm just saying, listen, the sad thing about that, bro, here is the sad part about that.
Is he even in there?
Listen,
that's
bro.
That's like I invite you, and all of a sudden you bring somebody with you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Musk Group offers $100 to voters in Wisconsin ahead of the state's 2025 Supreme Court election. A group funded by billionaire Elon Musk is offering Wisconsin voters $100 to sign a petition in opposition to activist judges 2 weeks before the high-stakes 2025 state Supreme Court election. Musk made similar offers ahead of the November 2024 presidential election. So, but... It's crazy. Musk Political Action Committee, America PAC, announced America PAC, and they call it a PAC, like you know when they're doing it, announced a petition in a post on X on the night of March 20th. It promises $100 for each Wisconsin voter who signs the petition and another $100 for each signer they refer. So that's where you get your $200 from. And right. The campaign for yeah, so my whole thing is like,
smells
isn't
funny.
That buying a vote? Like, I mean, listen, we got so many people that unfortunately are like desperate for something. I mean, like, okay, oh man, $100,
right?
Oh, and if I do that, I get $200. I get my cuz to do it too. Get my guy. I'm going to get all my guys to
free
do
gas
it.
Station, the broken ATM move.
Man, listen, bro. I don't know how much more blatant you can be.
That's crazy.
Glenn, you think that's fair? Is that on the spectrum?
I mean, they were offering people money to get the COVID vaccine. So what's out of the realm of possibility?
Well, because he is doji. I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? He's right there.
You call it Doge? Doge? Is it, all right, whatever. Whatever. I'm with it.
Just
I'm
like I call some people the orange man. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So that, gotcha. that's me.
I'm with it.
I'm
with it.
Because I'm trying to dodge the Doge.
Real talk.
I'm just saying. You're going to learn today.
That seems like something you don't want to get in.
Yeah, I mean.
Then again, we done got used to PPP loans.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but isn't it taking this to a line, man? Because what will happen is because of the greed, that people will take it to that further illegal point. You feel what I'm saying? Be like, man, they out here with clipboards and everything else. And you get what I'm saying? Tablets. Talking about, yeah, all you got to do is do this. You know what I'm saying? And, you know,
I'm still bugging. We didn't elect dude.
That, my point.
We elected dude, and dude brought dude up in there, and dude is chilling with his kid,
mm-hmm.
running around the desk,
uh-huh.
climbing on top of the shoulders, mm-hmm. like mm-hmm. they at the zoo.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hey, you're some, not some president.
Something don't seem right. Don't seem right about. You ain't ran for that. You ain't even been in any kind of office. Or
you're not the president.
the kid, little yeah. boy, the little
is,
boy.
Is that clip around, Glenn? You're not the president.
I'm not a fan of bringing kids to work anyway. But yeah, that's great. I always dislike to make press conferences. But that's great. Yeah, that's crazy. That's like Steph Curry's little girl that be running around grabbing mics and eat. Never mind. We'll leave it alone.
Shout out to Sister Arena Star Marie giving me credit. She said, "Okay, Homer got them bars."
Mm-hmm. What about me?
What about you?
I still got a little half sandwich. What about me, y'all? Please.
You got half of a half. You get what
I'm
saying?
Yeah, it's not even half.
You got half
it's not
of
even
a half.
All right.
Right.
Man, I'm going to Cousins.
I'm the Cousins of the sub.
I got the apple.
I'm the sub of the day, man. Cousins.
It's all good, man.
Sub of the day, man. Just recognize it, man.
What's your favorite sub?
Man, the club, man. The club, man. Listen, I do like onions though, because you know you'll know that's one of the other distinctive things about you. Know you got you a great cousin sub,
right?
And again, man, I do the extra like double on the meat. I do that. And the extra, man, I got my club sub down to a science, man.
Okay.
Like, it ain't weird science either.
I like
it's my
fries.
Science.
I like them fries, too.
And the bread, man. Like, the bread is what seals the deal, man. It just seals the deal. So, again, with me being sub of the day, I'm the sub now. All right? Anyway, we got to get to take care of some bills. We're going to have fun on the way out.
We're
going to have fun on the way out. You know what I'm saying? This is where we go into the fun portion of the show.
It's the weekend,
and get people
right?
ready for the weekend.
It's the weekend.
The number to call
Let's
in, 833-212-1017. You can stream us live on YouTube and exit 1017 The Truth. While you're there, hit that like and subscribe button. We'll have more conversation on the other side. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. King. And here's I am the legendary Homer Blow. That is the legendary
Doc B, baby.
We'll be black on 101.7 The Truth.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Bink dog. Yeah. One
Ladies
shot. Bink dog.
This is the one remix.
What you got, Doc?
Remix. Doc B. Midwest. Mexico.
Like
mix, match, and chin crap. Hey, let's go. I want to cut. Doc B, I'm doing that. I got Glenn getting in. Truth, and I got a dang. Hey. Truth 101.7, baby. No doubt. That's 101.7 remix.
We have a remix. This is the remix.
No doubt.
That's all I'm saying. Homer Blow. The legendary Homer Blow. Of course, that is the legendary Midwest mixer.
Doc B, baby. Doc B, baby. Doc B, baby. Keep on trucking sample.
And he's the party piece of the sub. And I, the legendary Homer Blow, is the official cousin sub of the day. I'm subbing for Dr. Ken Harris. How about that, man? Listen, club me.
I ain't really
you
jealous.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm kind of jealous.
Club God. I'm just saying. I'm club.
Rest in peace.
Club.
Right. Rochelle.
I'm the club now. I am the club now.
You are in the club now.
I'm the club now. Okay. You know? You want to come party? Come to the club.
Oh, man.
Meet me at the club.
We outside tonight.
I'm just saying.
Yay. Why they say, why your face so
we
ugly?
Be clubbing.
I don't know.
We be clubbing.
Why you your face saying? So ugly?
You know?
I be like, hey.
So I'm just saying. Hashtag that part. Hashtag facts. Hashtag you gonna learn today. SC, great evening to you. Said Troop Nation, meetings always get in the way of me listening. Well, you here right now. You here right now. Venus Jones said, I love the club too, followed by the cheesesteak sub.
All
there
right,
you
man.
Go.
That's all right, man.
That's all what
right.
I'm saying.
Okay.
You know, Doc is the...
I'm both of those.
He's the daycare learning center piece of the cousin sub. You know, they
right.
have the,
everybody's
yeah, they have yeah. So you are a
the,
half
the company lunch, the, half the company potluck.
Yeah,
lunch
there you
thing.
Go. You the half with cut into pieces when and I, yes. So are
Rex,
you,
Rex are, from down are, the hall you, that ain't what? With us. Are you, came green that one. Man, you ain't even in our group. Why is he over here grabbing a sandwich? Yeah, I know what you mean.
Right, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And the one that's looking like, can I get another piece? While meanwhile, I'm still working on my whole cousin right. sub.
Yeah,
sponsored by cousin sub. I am the sub right. of the day, cousin sub of the day.
Now later,
man, I feel so great, man, because you know I don't know when I'm going to be the cousin sub of the day again. So I gotta make sure
you
I make it.
You will never be Sagittarius.
I gotta make sure that I let them know.
I know. You winning.
It's official. March Madness.
You are winning.
Sub. And now coming in to close the show, the legendary Homa Blow.
Let's do this.
Fanfare. Damn.
Tomorrow I'm going to have that mic.
Okay.
Tomorrow night.
You gonna have the mic?
I'm gonna have the mic.
Oh, man.
Bruh, man.
Oh, man.
Bruh, man from the fifth floor.
Oh, man.
All right.
Oh, man.
I'm gonna give you love, man.
I'm just saying. Oh, man. Oh, man.
It's so, your anniversary.
So, but you had brought up something that you were wanted to kind of get a quick poll on.
Yep. I'm sorry, y'all. This is a serious moment.
No, we ain't talking about no death penalty.
Like, oh, we ain't
no,
talking
that,
about that?
No. You said something else.
I thought you were talking about that.
Because that's going to be a whole, that's a whole
that's
other
a whole
show.
That's a
and
whole.
We don't even we don't even have access to
I'm
that
glad you stopped. I'm glad you stopped me. I'm glad.
Yeah.
I'm glad. Stop me.
As, yeah.
I don't remember what the other one was now. What was the other one? So I'm so subbed out.
See, this is why you are the sub. The mini sub. You are
the
mini
sub. The
sub. Yeah, you the. You are the actual submarine sub. Die!
Oh man,
you're the cousin sub. Under the ocean, under the sea.
I can't guess what it is. I know I said it, but what else?
Okay, you were talking about something with the clubs and something that was said.
Okay. There we go. Okay, somebody. I started on the Tory Lowe show. I apologize. Okay, I got you, man.
I'm working.
I can't read your mind.
It's supposed to be the fun part.
I can't read your mind.
It wasn't from my mind. It was yours.
I know.
Okay.
Stupid.
Okay. I'm done.
All right. So here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. Told to me by a club person. Owner, but I'm going to leave him anonymous because he didn't say I could speak and name him. So it's cool. He said that the problem with black people is, and when it comes to violence, especially club violence, but period, that we take on, and SNL does a routine on this. We take on, all black people get represented by the actions of a few or many. And white people are kind of judged as individuals. So, and I fought against that. And the more I kept thinking about it, I'm like, yeah, they be, oh yeah, they be shooting. Or yeah, they be doing, like, I'm saying, if I say I'm at such and such club, even if my club hasn't had anything happen to it, if there's a shooting somewhere else, I'm going to get residue off of that, off of that shooting. Off of another shooting, especially when black people are involved.
Absolutely.
So,
and again, unfortunately, it's like when I was on Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace, and I was talking about racism for a reason. Right. Like, you cannot deny the fact, and as much as it hurts, because I don't want it to be this way, but unfortunately, in a lot of situations, it is that way. A minority group of us can destroy it for the majority. And it didn't used to be that way. Back in the day, Black in the day, if we were the majority, we would crush that minority group of individuals because we were going to hold them accountable. And we held ourselves accountable. So a mother, a father, grandparents, auntie, whoever may be in responsible for the children, they'd be the ones to call and be like, no, no, you... I'm calling the police.
Ain't you Cheryl Jenkins? Right. Little boy.
But now.
And they might put hands on you.
But now we got condoning of a lot of these situations, which is different. So you got one person that can end up shooting a gun that has the switch.
Okay.
And already have an extended clip that may have 36 shots in it. You know how many people? Lives are affected by when they empty that clip in a matter of 1 second, 2 seconds, and the clip is empty. And some people just think on the level of, well, but didn't nobody get shot? How many people are mentally traumatized?
I still don't like balloon popping.
How many people are, it's a lot of people that don't understand that they shell-shocked. We are shell-shocked.
We're shell-shocked.
You feel what I'm saying? So it's like that. Now
that
you had a great night.
That doesn't make you right.
No, what I'm saying is you had a great time at an establishment.
Right.
And you come out and you hear somebody, whether they were shooting at somebody directly or not.
Car backfire.
What do you hear the majority of those people say? I ain't coming black out no more.
Right.
Now, the party was great. The party was what it was. It was one person maybe. That just let off a switch. And that one thing mentally traumatizes so many people that they will say, you know what? This is why I stay in the house. And now when you're trying to get a crowd of the people that are not on the foolishness, it's harder to do.
Are you agreeing with me or not, though?
I mean, you're not agreeing. Yeah, that's what I said about racism for a reason. Because listen, Doc, if you're seeing this happen on a
it's a minority.
I'm already saying it's a minority.
But we ain't shutting it down. But as a community, we're not shutting it down.
The majority is not doing it, Doc.
Right.
But it's that minority, bruh. If you end up going and all of a sudden. Every weekend, these same two guys or two girls come up there and shoot. It's going to change your attitude about wanting to be there. You're going to be like, man, every week is something.
All right.
And guess what? It's going to change your mindset of wanting to go. It's like, hey, look, as much as I appreciate the money that y'all paying me, man, I got a life outside of this. I got other events outside
of
this.
But I don't think all
and
black,
I'm not putting,
I don't think all black people. But I don't think all black people should wear that crown.
You know the routine I'm talking about on SNL, they shouldn't but we created the minority group that are doing that. Everybody ain't stealing Kias. Everybody ain't stealing Nissans and Infinities. But let it be your Nissan or your Infinity or your Kia. And now you going to get on social media. Yeah, let me catch them. They lucky I didn't catch them. We got to get ready to take care of some bills. So, again, the number to call in, 833-212-1017. You can stream us live on YouTube and exit 1017 The Truth. But while you're there, make sure you hit the like and subscribe button. We'll have more conversation on the other side. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris. I am the legendary Home of Blow. He's the legendary
Doc B.
And we'll be black.
Don't touch that dial.
More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Hey, yo, you ready? Let's do it.
This is a band here. This isn't a
for life.
This is not a Okay.
I ain't going nowhere, homie.
I don't support or condone. We good. I don't want to be remembered by that. We can kill it. Welcome, Black, to Truth in the Afternoon on 101.7. I ain't playing it on here. I'm not playing it. I'm just saying it's certain things, man. I just gotta be like, hold up, wait a minute. Any woman that's been abused and saw that video gonna be like, Homer.
What are you trying to say?
I'm just saying. I'm keeping it real.
Yeah, I know, right?
Next level. Welcome, Black, to Truth in the Afternoon on 101.7 The Truth with Dr. Ken Harris. I am the legendary Homer Blow, the official Cousin Sub of the day. I'm the sub. It's sponsored by Cousin Sub. And he is the legendary
Doc B.
We are inside the American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee. And
Sagittarius, baby.
There's, you know, a lot of things that have to change because of a minority group of people.
Yes.
Dress codes change. Agreed. Because they want to say, oh, well, okay, no sagging pants, no white tees, you know, no memorial tees.
Oh, yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? And now here we got to change our whole lineup. Okay, from this point forward, we ain't playing no more this. Why? Everybody else here, the majority of the people here, enjoyed themselves. But now, because of the incident that happened with a few people or a couple of people,
right,
we got to change the whole. We got to get new security guards.
Elses.
All that. Yeah.
Elses.
And some people tried to blame them. I don't blame them. Yeah, I want to keep my establishment open.
Still mad about my nacho supreme.
Well, it is what it is. You better learn how to make them. Get you some Doritos. Get you some Doritos and make your own. Glenn, you know how to make nachos?
You just sprinkle meat, cheese, and sour cream on chips, right?
Yeah, and put some onions, I guess, for Doc, you know.
You're not from here. Had you had Elsa's before they shut it, before they changed the menu? So you haven't had these nachos.
So would you agree it was a minority group of people that made Elsa's change?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
I said this ain't so TGIF. People bring their kids in there.
Yeah, but so I'm just saying, so do you understand my point? I hear what you're saying, but do you understand how the narrative went out to where people were like, oh, see, that's why I don't go down there.
Don't use my words against me. I can't help it.
I can't help it. And there goes the dagger.
No. I heard that shit with you and Kyle. Are you going to use our sister station, TMJ? Lord, what's dude's name?
And there goes the dagger.
There goes your dagger.
Larrabee, I'm just saying.
So,
but that's the thing. Like I say, now you had to end up having more security guards, and now you got to have a meeting. But you can't blame all black people.
You can't.
Absolutely, you know where you at. You get what I'm saying? And again, when you recognize where some of those issues come in at, it hurts me to have to admit it, Doc. I'm not happy that I got to admit that. But I'm also not going to be ignorant to the point of saying that had nothing to do with it. Everybody do it. You get what I'm saying? Like, stop it. That's just like a person saying, my best friend is black.
But they don't do it with Asians and white people.
You don't know that because you're not in there. Listen, I've seen the punishment that they do.
I'm a news watcher.
In third world countries.
Oh, I'm
steal
just
something.
Here. I'm talking about
no,
here.
No, what I'm saying, they here.
Oh, Singapore
they're
and
here.
All that?
They're yeah. here. Oh, yeah. They're here. They adhere and respect their heritage.
Right.
They shop and support there.
All day.
So you can't say, well, I'm talking. No. Look at that. In their areas that they have their shops and they have their businesses, man, they support each other.
Oh, no question.
Do we really support each other?
Do we really support each other? Hell no.
Okay, so that's my only point.
8 hours versus 2 to 3 weeks.
That's my only point in it. That's my only point.
But my point is they do crimes as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the whole race doesn't get blamed for it.
Mm-hmm.
That's my thing.
Okay.
That's pure racism.
So again, what do you see? What are you? I know that there are people that don't look like me that live on 20th and Burleigh, and they never get robbed. You don't hear about them being shot. You don't hear about their homes being broken into. Rarely.
Yeah. When it's us. So we'll. Excuse me. Did I frighten you? I'm sorry. I'm trying to get over here to the house next door. I'm trying to get to the house next door. Not door.
I mean, about you. Are you clean the house? Do you
man,
own the house?
Now listen, man. I'm just saying. I'm sorry. We got a call. Let's try to take this call before we go. Listen,
we really because
I'm in it. I'm in it. Not really a city girl. Great evening. I love you. Appreciate you. Let's go to the lines, George. I apologize for the wait. I just looked over here and be like, hold on. We got George. Hey, great evening. I love you. I appreciate you. What's your thoughts, bro?
Hey, Homer, long time, man.
Yes, sir.
I ain't seen you since the place over there on the east side.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I've been going in Elsa since the 80s, right?
Mm-hmm.
Real talk.
So when dude just said, I'm sorry, Doc B, did you say they ain't doing nachos no more?
Right, correct.
So I ain't been in there in about a couple of years.
Right.
And somebody told me they ain't doing wings down there no more either.
Correct.
Right.
No fruit. No veggie. Yeah, all the stuff black people order, they stop.
And so they do it too. But here's my thing. And you know what made me stop going down?
What the?
When I start going in there, it's gonna sound bad. When I start going there, and it was a bunch of us, and we ain't trying to be discreet or nothing, in this, in that, all loud and stuff, and it's just like, oh, this ain't. But when we was going down, man, it was real classy. It was a whole bunch of us, but it wasn't all that in this, and people knew how to act, and Carl didn't play that stuff back then, but, you know, times change, and, you know, we like to show out, and.
Yeah, it's almost like it's almost like the let out people at the club that didn't even go to the club. They had the club in the parking lot.
The minority group.
So I guess ain't no sense to be throwing down the Elsa's no more because that's all I ate was the nachos and the wings.
All right, mission accomplished.
All right, peace, homie.
All right, love you, George.
Go back and complain, George.
All right,
go back and complain, George.
But mission accomplished. But guess what else? They done that. Have you heard of any incidents?
No.
I'm just saying, man.
Stop.
We can't. Listen, I call me. I am cousin sub of the day. I'm the sub for Dr. Ken Harris on the day. So call me also, sponsored by Cousin Subs. So call me.
Better Bread.
Captain Obvious.
Better Bread. Better
call
subs.
Me Captain Obvious. Because again. There's the common denominator, bruh, is what makes it to where is we know it's not a majority, but the minority group right now, man, is continuing to take things away. I got to let you get your last words in, bruh. What you got going on this weekend?
Oh, man. I got bruh, man, from the fifth floor. I'll be at the Pabst Theater tomorrow. Doors open at 7 o'clock, and there still should be some tickets left. Unfortunately, the Riverside box office closes at 6, but you still should be able to go online and get it or hit up my website, docbmke.com, and that'll tell you all the places I'm playing and where I'll be on Sunday will be Options 4747.
Shout out to Jay. Just had a great birthday celebration at Kinky's. Again, Homer Blow, the legendary Homer Blow. I want to thank Truth Nation for tuning in and, of course, giving your feedback and your thoughts and opinions because that's how it works. We want to just not hear from each other. We want to hear from you. And, of course, we are not always going to agree, so we can agree to disagree, but we just need to know what's really going on. So as I get ready to leave you, I want to say because on tomorrow, March 22nd, is me and my wife Cheryl's anniversary. Happy anniversary in advance. If nobody has told you that they love you today, I want to let you know that. Thanks, man.
Congratulations, man.
If nobody has told you that they love you today, I want to let you know that I love you. Have a safe and nonviolent remainder of your weekend. Holla black people. Holla black. We are out of here for now.